Sybil, you made it in.
A weary and road weary, I might say. Good morning, oh, Mr. Joyner.
Did you stay at a hotel or did you come from home?
No, I came from home.
And how long did it take you?
About an hour.
How long does it normally take you?
A good 17 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is messed up in Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas
in fact,
is no joke
so bad,
this
I
morning.
I could have used this as a sick.
You could have. You could
have
used this.
You
could have used this as an excuse, player.
You would not have been able to walk in from your
home. Oh, man. You know the weather. I'm going to start checking the weather, man. I know I'm in L.A., but I could have used this as an excuse.
You could have. You could have, player. It would have been legitimate, too. Even though you're in L.A.
Damn.
Drop the bone. Shatter it.
Sherry Shepherd is in L.A.
What
with
up,
you.
Sherry?
Hey, I've lost 2 pounds for fantastic
congratulations.
Thank you. A bikini
you really,
is calling
you
my
really
name.
Sherry.
Sherry.
We love you.
We love you.
I know you love me.
And I'm trying to, we're trying to tell you.
It's not that type of cruise.
Okay. When you hug me, you're going to feel a waistline.
I don't have to have a waistline on this cruise.
Yeah.
It's not that type of cruise.
There won't be a waistline on this cruise. Have you seen the videos? Have you seen the pictures of the past 16 cruises?
When Sherry. I wobble, I will be 15 pounds lighter.
Good for you.
Okay.
Thank you. And plus, I figured, Sybil, if I lose the 15 pounds that I want, then I can eat.
And there will be a lot of that, my friend.
Yes.
It'll be a lot of eating. And as soon as you get back, all the weight that you lost, you would have gained back. And all those clothes that you have for the cruise won't fit.
But that's okay. I'm doing it for the cruise. I mean, I've started buying clothes already.
Let her go. Right. Let her go.
I've got new hair.
Let her go. We're trying to tell you.
What we go on, girl.
We know.
I got wigs. I got hair. I got a suitcase just for my hair.
Just hair.
See,
Let her go.
I got hair so I can come up out the pool. You know, when you come up out the pool in the water.
In slow motion.
The slow motion. I got the slow motion.
Your head back and your back arched.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
I got bobby pins. I got everything, Sybil. I'm ready.
Just stuff you don't need, but come on. Bring it. What? Okay.
Player, I think maybe day three she's going to come up to us and say, I should have listened to y'all.
I
got a do not disturb sign for my door.
You already got it. Just, good for you.
I could have been just eating.
Having fun. I'm 3 days in and all that's gone.
I got all my lines together. So what do you do? What is your credit score? I got them all. I got all my lines.
You think you found another ex-husband on this trip?
I got a whole bunch of prenups already photocopied.
She's looking for an ex-husband, man.
I'm looking for an ex-husband.
And we got. Well, we'll have a notary.
Are you my next ex-husband?
Are you my next ex-husband?
I'm already ready with my lines. Hey, I can't have no kids. I got all the lines.
You got a stack of prenups, huh?
Yeah.
A stack of prenups. And confidentiality agreements.
Okay.
You ain't getting near me unless you initial in some blank spaces.
And we do have a notary on.
So. Yeah, you can get married. That's all right.
I am a notary.
Oh, you are a notary.
From your days at the law
office. Damn, you can marry yourself.
And divorce myself.
And that's much cheaper.
You know, we had a lady
much
on
cheaper,
a couple
Sherry.
Weeks
yes,
ago.
Yes, Sybil, much cheaper.
We had a lady on a couple of weeks ago that married herself.
She married herself.
Did we have a lady?
Yeah.
It was Jackie's segment. Yeah.
Jackie's guest. She married herself.
You missed that one. You talk about lonely.
She did. She's like, I'm going to make a commitment to myself.
She did. That's exactly what she did.
She had the wedding. She had the church wedding and everything.
Did people come?
The beautiful gown?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And nobody said nothing to her.
And she got great gifts?
Yeah. And the minister said, I now pronounce you Cray and Cray.
Oh, boy. I haven't
Cray
got to that
and
point
Cray.
Yet. Don't worry. I'm not there.
No, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
But I'm ready to have fun on this fantastic voyage.
Well, you will.
And that is one with a guarantee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sybil.
Guarantee. You ready, girl.
I'm ready.
I'm giving away 2 cabins this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give the first number of the first cabin at the bottom of the hour. The weather.
Oh,
what a good day to sit around and win a cruise.
It is. It really is.
A lot of places are closed down. What is this?
Not going anywhere for a while?
Where's his system going?
It's it has passed over the southwest of
Did
Texas.
The weatherman call this?
Yeah. Yeah,
did you see it coming? He said it was
they've
coming?
Been calling this for a minute.
Okay. Because you, I always prepared. Say that
but
once,
not to
if
this
the weatherman,
extent, Jay,
if he's wrong, Simon, he should be publicly flogged. We should stop this.
Well, no flogging
from now on. From now on, when they say it's going to snow
it
and it don't
snow.
Snow, it better snow or publicly flogging.
I can't do that to Al Roker.
Especially Al Roker.
Can't flog Al Roker.
Just what? Beat his feet.
Beat him all about his feet.
Beat him all about his feet.
Y'all yeah. haven't seen this kind of weather out there in a long time.
Well, you know what? Well, in the last 10 yeah. days, the Dallas, Texas area has had some really interesting weather. You know, there was snow that came in. I got snowed out of Charleston last week, and then I got snowed out of. I couldn't leave Dallas on Sunday and Monday. And then Sherry coming back from Dallas. Coming back from Charlotte to Dallas, I got snowed out of Dallas there. So they had it over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And now today it's freezing rain, sleet, and
we're
then
surprised she made it, didn't
a nice layer of, says the man in California, it's a nice, about seven inches of snow in some places, which was a big surprise.
Okay, so is this system going to the Carolinas like the last system?
This system is going to the East Coast.
That's the Carolinas.
Well, I know in New Jersey, my car is sitting in snow. So Jeffrey told me, Mommy, when you get home, you have to shovel the snow out for your car.
And here's another thing for the people that are driving.
Yeah.
Why? Just as just somebody who's grown up in Chicago and knows the weather situation. And while your car is warming up, clean your car off, geniuses. Clean the car, the snow off your car.
Because when you start,
when you're going,
the snow is coming.
And somebody has come in front of you with about 6 inches of snow on the top of their car.
It falls on the car.
It
right
comes
you.
Right into you.
It flies right on the neck. Yeah, I found that out because I was one of those ones. I don't like getting out. I'm like sitting right in the car with the heat on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? It'll melt as I drive. I didn't realize it blinds.
I'm driving. I'm taking care of what's inside. What's outside
there
is somebody else's
That's
problem.
That's somebody else's problem. Yep. And that's why you have windshield wipers. When it flies towards you, put those wipers on. Let's
but
cooperate,
you're right,
people.
Yeah, people who aren't accustomed, you know.
Yeah, man. A lot of people don't realize.
They don't. They really don't. And Tom, as you said, it is headed to the Carolinas. I think they said it's going to go as far north. There will be snow felt as far north as New York. And
what about this weekend in Selma?
Alabama is affected, but I'm not sure about this weekend. I think that they may have. Have it cleared up.
Because if it's real cold down there, I'm going to be in an Uber cab. I can tell you that right now.
Marching in an Uber cab.
You're going to be marching in an Uber. Okay. Nothing like the commitment, huh?
Hey, I'm down for the car. Follow them black people. See where they go.
Power to the people as you roll your window up.
And turn that heat up.
I think Dr. King, if he could have caught a cab, he probably would have caught a cab.
I know he would.
That's what he was marching for.
To be safe, he would.
No.
I love the way you see things, Jack. This is what he was marching for.
I don't think Dr. King would
if
be
he could have caught one, he was in Alabama, so he could have caught one.
One would have stopped. How do we know that
how
he wouldn't have gotten
know?
There?
Somebody called me a cab.
Okay, you're a cab.
No, he would not.
I'm telling you what, if it's cold, I'm going to be there.
And you are no Dr. King.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.